Yes, hallelujah. This is the continuation of hallelujah. Keeping your eyes on Jesus and staying faithful to the commission. Amen. We're talking about Joshua, amen, and Joshua chapter 1, when the word of God says that, amen, that we as Christians should not be scared. We're not scared of new-to-back Christians. God has not given us the spirit of fear. See, not only do we as Christians have to be strong people of God and courageous, the word says that we must observe, watch, look carefully to do according to all the law of the word of the Lord, which Moses, my servant, commanded. Amen. Don't turn from it. Don't turn to the right hand or to the left. Hallelujah. People of God, we cannot afford to get distracted, as I said earlier. We can't afford to get distracted. We cannot afford to get unfocused on our duties, on our call, what God has called and commissioned us to do. We have to be busy, as I said, in kingdom building here on earth. We have to be busy in building up the people of God. Hallelujah. We don't have time to be wasting time, amen, on other things. So sometime in doing that, we have to be strong and courageous. We have to be obedient to what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, Proverbs 4:25-27, it said, let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Plunder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. The word says, turn not to the right hand, and Joshua, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thou goest. See, people of God, God willing, and he wants to prosper us in all the areas of our life. The word of God says, in this book of the law shall not depart from our mouth, meaning that we should always be speaking the word of God, always be speaking a word of encouragement to someone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only that, but we must meditate therein day and night, meaning we must study the word to show ourselves approval unto God. A righteous man rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, that thou mayest observe to do all according to that is written. See, we have to be doers of the word, not just hearers. We have to study to do God's word. Because if we are doers, people of God, of the word, then we should make our ways prosper. God should make our way prosperous if we're doers of his word, not just hearers. God will make our way prosperous, and then we should have good success in what God called us and commissioned us to do if we'll be doers of the word. Hallelujah. God said, if you do my word, believe in my word, do my word, believe in me, amen, and be faithful to what I called you to do. He said, I'll make your ways prosperous and you'll have great success. Hallelujah. How many of us want to be prosperous and have good success? Hallelujah. Then we have to be doers of God's holy word. Amen. Verse 9 said, the Lord spoke to Joshua, and now he's speaking to us today. He said, because he's the same God. He has same grace. Verse 9 says that, have I not commanded thee to be strong and have good courage? Be not afraid, amen, nor the people, don't let them make you dismayed. God said, I'll never leave you, nor I'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with you everywhere that you go. Everywhere we go, God, he's there. He's omnipresent. Everywhere you go. If you go here to make your bed on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea, he's there. If you make your bed, try to make your bed in hell, God's there. Wherever you try to be, God is there because he's omnipresent. So he said, wherever thou shalt go, he'll be with you. Hallelujah. So be of good courage. He said, just like God was with the prophets of old, just like he was with the disciples, Jesus with the disciples, just like, amen, God was with the apostles, empowered them, so he will be with us. Because he's the same God. Hallelujah. See, on our commission, as we carry out our tasks that God has set for us, people of God, keep your eyes on Jesus. I can't stop saying that. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. All your ways will be prosperous. And keep the commandment of the Lord, and he will be with you. Be strong and courageous, always observing his word. Don't look to the left or to the right. Continue to speak God's word. Meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you shall prosper and have good success everywhere you go. God is going to give you that land to the glory be to God. God's going to give you that city. If he send you to a city, say go to a city. He wants you to go to a city. He's going to give you that city. He's going to give you that neighborhood for the kingdom of God. As I end, amen, the continuation of this podcast, hallelujah, it had to be a two-part series. I had to put another session on it. People, God, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Let's fulfill the mission and carry on the message of the gospel that he laid down for us. Amen. So as I end this weekly podcast, amen, I want to say again, God bless everyone who listens and supports the work of the Lord with me. I speak a hundredfold blessing on your life. Hallelujah. So, and I want you to continue to stay tuned for upcoming messages. Stay tuned for upcoming words of encouragement as God speak to me and use me, amen, to be an encouragement, to a blessing to others. Amen. Continue to pray for your brother, Deacon Mario McGill. Amen. As we take the land for Jesus. Remember that the word says, now God talked to Joshua. He said, Joshua, arise. My servant Moses dead. Now you arise and you take and lead these people over to Jordan. It's going to come to pass, people of God, that God is going to call you. God's going to let you know to arise. God's going to let your pastor know, your leadership know, hallelujah, to raise him up and allow him to lead. But guess what? In order to be a good leader, hallelujah, we must learn how to be a good follower. We have to follow our man, our set man and woman of God closely. We have to observe them. We have to learn from them. We have to be trained up in the body of Christ. We have to allow God to mold and shape us and anoint us and allow them to lay hands on us and deposit something spiritual inside of us that we'll be able and equipped to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Jesus breathed it on his disciples and they received the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Moses laid hand on Joshua. Hallelujah. Elisha, Father Elijah, amen, and seeing him go up and got the double portion. Hallelujah. Jesus and the apostles, when Jesus told them and commanded them, you stay in Jerusalem after many days from now, you'll be powered with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said when he sent it up and the cloud took them in, they seen him go up. But they receive power to continue to carry the message. Amen. So I pray, amen, that you continue to follow your leader. Amen. You continue to follow God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stay faithful to the commission, the call, or the task, and the duty that God has called you to do. And everything that you do, you shall be prosperous and have great success. God bless you. Continue to tune in. Always building the kingdom of God here on earth. Always lifting up the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.